The average cost of an airline ticket in the United States was up 10% in March compared with a year ago. It's no wonder that a lot of travelers are talking about just staying home this summer. Here are some strategies to help keep your costs down. Number 1. Book directly with the airline. Airlines have begun to guarantee equal or better prices to travelers who book with them directly. This helps drive traffic to their sites and save on commission expenses they would otherwise pay to third-party booking sites like Orbitz or Expedia. Number 2. Sign up for private price cuts. Airlines quietly offer special coupon codes to travelers who sign up with their weekly newsletters or frequent flyer programs. The downside to this strategy is you'll get a lot of extra emails, but given the savings, it's worth it. Number 3. Make your computer do the work. If you don't have the time or inclination to sift through dozens of airline newsletters for deals, you can sign up for fare alerts. Nearly every online travel site these days, including Travelocity.com, Kayak.com, Orbitz.com, or Expedia.com, offers its own version, and some airlines, including American, Southwest, and WestJet, a Canadian airline, offer their own deal alert software. Number 4. Search for flights at alternative airports. Depending on the distance from your home to the airport, using smaller regional airports can sometimes mean substantial savings of up to 30%. Number 5. Be flexible. You can often save by adjusting your travel dates by a day or two. Travel sites like Travelocity.com or Zuji.com offer flexible date searches that show the lowest airfare for your route as much as 4 months out. Number 6. Don't wait if you see a deal. If you see an airfare and it looks good to you, don't shop. Buy. It may not be there tomorrow.